Seven gunshots woke me from my sleep that night, starring the horses and the birds from their roosts in the grass. I grabbed for my weapon and rolled out of my tent, quickly, eyes searching through the shadows, following the commotion to the dim lights of the city beneath us at the bottom of the hill. From my vantage point, I could look all the way down into the streets of Nevada, over the tall garden walls, and I could just barely see soldiers gathering. Whatever had happened, it wasn't anything I wanted my people involved with.
Come on, guys, pack it up. I don't know, but it ain't worth looking into.
The others didn't need to be roused from their tents. Porter stepped out first, shouldering her jacket on and nodding towards the city lights.
That was a lot of shots. What do you reckon?
I shook my head, tossing my horse's saddle over her back and working the bit into her mouth.
Frick if I know, but we ain't sticking around to find out. Make sure everyone's ready. Tell them we're heading for Tulsa.
Only the robot seemed to do what I told it to. Eventually, however, we all managed to mount up. And although even the horses seemed reluctant to ride out into the night, they did their best, walking slowly with their heads still heavy from sleep and their ears alert to the dangerous noises that sounded around us.
You know, in Nevada, it's customary for folks to have a cup of coffee when they wake up and, you know, for the sun to be out.
Lionel whined from his scraggly mount, throwing one of his hands up into the air to make his point clear. The robot tittered something behind us, its inlaid lights casting shadows of our group up over the trunks of trees that we passed by. Eventually, the sun began to climb up from between the hills, golden arms reaching into the dark sky. Porter and I rode together, Tatiana asleep against the preacher's back ahead of us.
You figure out what you're gonna name her yet?
I glanced down over the pale neck of the mare I rode, reaching down to pat her shoulder a few times. I don't know. I was thinking Dallas, since she's gonna be the one to take me there, you know? Porter grinned, nodding.
That's a good name. King Lear and I agree, don't we, boy?
She clapped her hand on the gelding's neck, rubbing a few circles over his red hair. It was strange, riding a full-sized horse for the first time, sitting in a full-sized saddle. I slipped more than I used to, and it forced me to hold on with my legs a little more when the trail got rough. Through a group of saplings ahead of us, something caught my eye that had me halting the group rather suddenly.